Thank you very much, David. Excellency, distinguished delegates and distinguished panelists, thank you very much, and I'm really happy to welcome you to this special session of the UNCTAD Trade and Development Commission to explore the issues of illicit trade and waste. This session aims to dissect the challenges posed by illegal trade in waste, but we also aim to explore how trade policy can provide positive solutions by addressing the developmental issue that lay at the heart of illicit trade. Waste is a near ubiquitous byproduct of contemporary economic activity. Globally, waste production is increasing, and some estimates point to a rise of as much as 70%, 70% by 2050. And currently, only about 13.5% of waste is recycled. Due to the costs of treatment, waste is more generally assigned a negative value. As such, there is an incentive for actors within supply chain to illegally export waste to other jurisdictions. In reality, flows of illicit trade of waste can be characterized as large negative externalities from the global north to the global south, particularly towards Western East Africa and Southeast Asia. This form of illicit trade has widespread repercussions for the sustainable development agenda, not least for environmental well-being, human health, and sustainable production and consumption practices. Now, illicit waste amounts to around $10 to $12 billion annually. And this is equal to other major crime areas such as human trafficking. Faced with such an overwhelming issue that has the potential to evolve dramatically, there is much scope to approach the illicit trade of waste with trade policies that address the root of the problem from a development perspective. In this context, UNCTAD is well placed to tackle the issue of illicit trade in waste through the lens of its existing work programs, particularly regarding plastic alternatives and substitutes, the circular economy, the creative economy, and critical energy transition minerals. For example, by exploring novel material alternatives and substitutes that can replace common sources of waste, particularly single-use plastic packaging, it could help upscale industries based on less polluting natural fibers, and by doing so, we can create jobs and we can reduce illicit trade flows in plastic waste. A circular economy approach provides opportunities to rethink waste and see it as an opportunity for recovering valuable resources and performing economically valuable activities. This may be key to addressing widespread problems related to illicit trade in e-waste and textiles and second-hand clothing in the West, particularly in the West African and East African countries. By aiming to minimize the amount of waste generated, these activities also contribute to environmental sustainability objectives, not only by reducing and degradation, by reducing pollution and degradation, but also meeting demand for primary suppliers of raw materials. In this regard, I'm very pleased that today the session will get to hear about circular economy cases related to used lead acid batteries and second-hand clothes trade. These arise from technical assistance projects under the UNCTAD FCDO Sustainable Manufacturing Environmental Pollution, or SMEP, program that aim to build business cases in these sectors that can be replicated elsewhere. I wish you all the productive and informative and active discussion. Thank you very much.